develop consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the house. Allah ki baatein khud karo, you know, khub karo in the house. What do you mean by that? You know, you're going to have new clothes. You're going to have delicious dishes and food that's going to happen, right? There's going to be other things that will come about. Every time that happens, you start thanking Allah aloud. One is you tell him, dua paro. The other one is, we've had a good meal, man. I'm so thankful to Allah that He gives us this. Now, when somebody hears somebody constantly thanking Allah for the goods that they have, doesn't the respect of Allah grow? For example, there's somebody who gave us some herbal teas. You know those pakka teas? They're really nice, they are. He gave us. And my son never drinks tea, and then suddenly he just starts drinking. He tasted that cinnamon. There's a cinnamon one in there. I don't know, he got hooked on it. Every day he's having cinnamon, pakka cinnamon tea. So this is why I told him, I said that, you know the brother who gave us this? You need to make dua for him every time you have this tea. And of course you need to thank Allah, but you need to also make dua for the brother.